You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Traditionally, the Real Pride Film Festival draws thousands to Fresno's Tower District for one of the nation's biggest celebrations of LGBTQ cinema. But 2020 is not a typical year. To learn more about how COVID-19 has changed this year's festival, which takes place this weekend, I spoke with the festival director and board president, Kathleen Arambula Reyna.
So I understand that Real Pride is going to be an all virtual event this year. How is it going to work?
So this year for Real Pride 31, we decided to do a digital platform. As many organizations are kind of entering into this new atmosphere of how do we ensure that our members get what they need for 2020 without exposing them to greater health risks, we decided to use a digital platform to load enough movies for us to feel like it warranted a festival and allowed our members to kind of come forward and engage in a community activity, even though they're not shoulder to shoulder with, you know, their very much longtime friends. This year, we are doing everything virtual and everything digital, from our program book to even recommending food, drinks, and other things to be delivered to their home so that they can enjoy it on their laptops, phones, tablets, or smart TVs. So it's a new adventure. And when you ask, how does it work? We can tell you what we've done so far. We can tell you what is planned. And then it won't be until much after the festival we can turn around and in hindsight say, this is how it worked.
Fair enough. But how do tickets work? How can people take part?
So they can go to our social media page on Facebook at Real Pride, and they can literally click on a link that takes them to a website that's fresnorealpride.festivy.com. And they can purchase a pass, pay their $31, and you can watch, they can start watching movies starting 11 a.m. Saturday morning and take the whole weekend to get through them or watch them multiple times, and they have until Monday evening. So,
And because people don't have to travel to the event, is there a possibility that you may even grow the reach of the festival this year?
You know, I'm hopeful that that does happen. We definitely know in terms of reach geographically, we have definitely grown much further. And I think one of the better things that I've seen recently is we've had former members who've moved out of the area that, of course, economically, they couldn't fly back every year and watch the film festival, who have purchased passes to enjoy the films that they were used to seeing years ago. So we've expanded in that manner, and we're hoping that we expand digitally to other members. We do know that our youth who, for the youth shorts in the past, had problems getting transportation to our festival can now actually view remotely, which I know that we're getting a lot more traction there. So we are seeing some potential for that growth. But again, until we actually see final numbers, we won't really know. And also, you know, we used to count this by the ticket per movie. And this year, it's an all-access pass. And one access pass covers an entire household. And sometimes one access pass might cover a group of friends. So it's a little different to gauge, but we would imagine that it has given us different opportunities.
So give us a sense of some of the films included this year and what's getting a lot of buzz.
We currently have 3 feature films, and we're actually going to probably add a 4th bonus film. We have still our staples of our men's shorts, women's shorts, trans shorts, and youth shorts. And the youth shorts are still free. We are still giving access codes for the youth to log in and watch those films for free. I think what's getting the most buzz in our community is Nelly Queen. It's a movie about the Imperial Dove Court and its political impact by Jose Saria. And we have Imperial Dove Court of Fresno sponsoring that along with Mystique Medical Spa. And it's also the presidential pick this year. We have 2 other great movies. We have Gossamer Folds about a 10-year-old trans boy, and it's beautifully made. And then, of course, we have Stoned Fruit, which is a men's movie that is just as appealing. So we have some jewels in our lineup, and there's a reason why we have those as our feature films.
Well, Kathleen Arambula-Reyna, thank you so much for being with us. You're the festival director of the Real Pride Film Fest, which kicks off this weekend in an all-digital platform. So good luck with the festival this year.
Thank you very much, Kathleen.